Chapter 24. Behold, Yahweh makes the earth empty, makes it waste, turns it upside down, and scatters its inhabitants. It will be as with the people, so with the priest, with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the creditor, so with the debtor, as with the taker of interest, so with the giver of interest. The earth will be utterly emptied and utterly laid waste, for Yahweh has spoken his word. The earth mourns and fades away. The world languishes and fades away. The lofty people of the earth languish. The earth also is polluted under its inhabitants because they have transgressed the laws, violated the statutes, and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore, the curse has devoured the earth, and those who dwell therein are found guilty. Therefore, the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men are left. The new wine mourns, the vine languishes, all the merry-hearted sigh. The mirth of tambourine ceases, the sound of those who rejoice ends, the joy of the harp ceases. They will not drink wine with a song, strong drink will be bitter to those who drink it. The confused city is broken down, every house is shut up, that no man may come in. There is a crying in the streets because of the wine. All joy is darkened. The mirth of the land is gone. The city is left in desolation, and the gate is struck with destruction. For it will be so within the earth among the peoples, as the shaking of an olive tree, as the gleanings when the vintage is done. These shall lift up their voice. They will shout from the majesty of Yahweh. They cry aloud from the sea. Therefore, glorify Yahweh in the east, even the name of Yahweh, the God of Israel, in the islands of the sea. From the uttermost part of the earth have we heard songs. Glory to the righteous. But I say, I pine away, woe is me. The treacherous have dealt treacherously. Yes, the treacherous have dealt very treacherously. Fear, the pit, and the snare are on you who inhabit the earth. It will happen that he who flees from the noise of the fear will fall into the pit, and he who comes up out of the middle of the pit will be taken in the snare. For the windows on high are opened, and the foundations of the earth tremble. The earth is utterly broken. The earth is torn apart. The earth is shaken violently. The earth will stagger like a drunken man and will sway back and forth like a hammock. Its disobedience will be heavy on it, and it will fall and not rise again. It will happen in that day that Yahweh will punish the army of the high ones on high and the kings of the earth on the earth. They will be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit and will be shut up in the prison, and after many days they will be visited. Then the moon will be confounded, and the sun ashamed. For Yahweh of armies will reign on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, and glory will be before his elders.